blog.ericmhunter.net. No Man's Game. Past 3 years have been a tremendous roller coaster for indie developer Hello Games. With announcing their latest title in 2013 during VGX, then officially by Sony during E3 in 2014, to its release this month, No Man's Sky gains extremely high notoriety and appeared that the hype train had no brakes. But if you ask those who fueled that hype and purchased pre-orders, they were sold a false bill of goods and are out for blood. The dread keeps coming, too. Death threats. When head developer announced its inevitable delay, practically every game is delayed, get used to it. A Redditor compiling a list of everything the team over at Hello Games stated, No Man's Sky would include complete with source material, PC player base dropping 90% after 2 years of its release, or the fact that major retailers like Sony and Amazon are offering full refunds on the game's release. All of this for one game. So the question becomes, what happened? We could discuss if the game really is that bad, or if what a game developer says should be considered concrete. As time goes on, none of this will matter as the internet will move on to something else to be offended by. So what happened? What could have Hello Games done to stop the hype from getting so out of hand? And what can you do not to follow in their footsteps? Communication. Communicating with your audience is the only way to keep everyone on the same page. The gaming industry does not need to keep a secret until release. This isn't the 1980s anymore. There isn't a console war going on like the one Sega and Nintendo waged. If you list the features that your game is planning on having, you have to take something out, then let people know. Explain why you're taking it out, how the game will be impacted by it. Be honest. We are people too. We care. We understand. We want to see your dream come true as much as you do. They are video games after all, something that is supposed to be fun. Remember fun? Sure you do. Well, I mean, most of us do anyway. For more topics like this on indie games and indie game development, check out my website, blog.ericmhunter.net.